Musically on the Bounty. What an incredibly colossal chore to gather all those pairs of critters, gangly giraffes, pulchritudinous peacocks, a boar, fuzzy felines, clever canines, and all their litters, all bundled and trundled into tight quarters for the maiden voyage of an untested ark. There's Noah, looking for strong-armed porters who can load food and fodder for this floating animal park, which, according to a well-placed source, is scheduled for a 40-day cruise. That is, if you only consider the rainy season, of course. The extension beyond which may be unwelcome news to the seafaring captain and his crews. So what is he to do, he and his family few? Well, what would you? How will they get through? Imagine the confusion, the cacophony, the squawk of scores of beasts bellowing, birds beeping, horses neighing, and Noah knowing nothing of how animals talk. Pigs grunting. No one knows what they are saying. And then suddenly, you know who, has an idea out of the blue. Although who are we to say where ideas come from on a rainy day? Not from the past, for this thought is new. Not from the present, for it cannot be caught. Perhaps the future should be given its due, where such storms of the brain come to be taught. And stormy it was by now. Blue sky, now black like a quilted cloud, hangs over the boat, animals screeching out loud. Look, Noah remarks. See the frightened, fuzzy, furry hare cowering in the corner. Cuddly pair. We'll pacify them with our own musical flair. You can hear now the elephant's trumpeting fanfare and the jazzy improvisation of the thrush. It's enough to bring the bashful to blush. Noah's family got the idea and began arranging species into sections, making sure that they were willing to follow directions of the maestro, who now, with olive branch in hand, begins to lead this animal band in music never heard before on this land. But for this once, harmony is in command. See, we can dream of a peaceable realm with justice and generosity at the helm. We can sing that we will still have a tuneful bark, and when we alight from our melodious ark, we can repeat this heifer homily to care for our earthly orchestral family.